it's very traitorous what's happened, and State Representative David Simpson told us about this morning. They rewrote the bill in the House to say that basically for any reason they can grope you. So they took a bill saying we're going to enforce the law that police or anybody else can't stick their hands down your pants without a warrant, and they've said now basically if government feels like it, they can. And they're now selling that. Now, remember, the House unanimously voted a month ago to enforce the law and say you can't touch on the outside or the inside of the pants or skirt or whatever it is. And now they've twisted that to say, yes, TSA, for any reason, can basically give you a proctology exam if they want to. So the 95-year-old lady's dying of cancer. Get ready. A world of hurt's coming. This is all about federal power grab, federal occupation. It's all about checkpoints all across the country. Let's let the House know we're aware of their treason! 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 These are criminals that tax your property and everything. These are scumbags! To come in here and grope our little girls and boys.
Yeah, you like it.
What this is a pedophile protection network. Supports him. No matter what your policy is, the point is Rick Perry is a deceptive snake at the level of the devil. This is our capital. It doesn't belong to the offshore banks.
Years I served, I fought for the Constitution, y'all should uphold it.
Hey,
my friends died.
The senators were visibly changed whenever they started chanting outdoors, and then you were still filming, and Dewhurst's attention kind of came back to the Senate floor. When you moved just a few feet, he looked up, he was tracking your every move. He was very aware of the people in there, very aware of the people that were out in the hall, and very, very aware of that camera.
We've been in here before taping. I've been in here with media taping.
Well, that's the rules today. You can't have it.
Oh, rules today. Mm-hmm. Kind of like the speed limit's 55.
Look, I'm not going to do this with you.
Well, go get the police then.
Yeah, get the police.
So, again, this is America now. We're in here peacefully sitting here, not doing anything. And he comes and he says, the rules today are that you can't videotape. The rules today. Now, usually the police get caught in here, and we've caught it before, where the police are, we're shooting live video as well, where the police, you know, do their job and leave everybody alone. But and we hope that's the case. But Rob's been here before when they're all voting for each other. Go ahead, there's Kirk watching.
We're going to bring that to
National TV, The Drudge Report, Infowars.com, the whole world's watching. And what we learned from Texas will be used in other states to beat you globalist agents and mercenaries.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news.
10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times a profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at hardshoot.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.hardshoot.com. www.hardshoot.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Webster Griffin Tarpley, you are now joining us. Very brave to be there. Now nearing your second week in Libya, or about to end the first week. Webster, welcome.
Thank you very much, Alex.
These are gigantic crowds. It looks like, as a cursory view, 200,000 or more. How many people is that?
I think that's probably about right. It's in the hundreds of thousands. And the thing is, I'm here above Green Square. This is a vantage point at the edge of the old city of Tripoli, which goes back to the Roman Empire. So I'm up here with the press corps. We came on the press bus today. And there are easily tens of thousands right in this packed area right below us, where they're really having quite a time. They're chanting and dancing, and they're shooting off Kalashnikovs, Alex. Every now and then you hear a ripple of machine gun fire.
They're such slaves that they have 200,000 or looks like more people firing automatic weapons in the air. Can you imagine Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, what the government would do if 200,000 people tried to gather with Kalashnikovs in the capital? What would happen?
I don't know. But here it's also women, right? The demand for Kalashnikovs among women here is monumental. But let me just give you an idea of the setting. We're about 2 hours from the Mediterranean sunset, and the reason they have these demonstrations late in the day is what I'm feeling right now. The sun is still very strong, right? We're basically on the northern edge of the Sahara Desert. The Mediterranean is about half a mile away, so we're right here by this basin in the border of Tripoli. Right across from me is a building that goes back ultimately to about the 5th century A.D. It's Marcus Decimus Aurelius, one of the later Roman emperors, built this palace, and he built the walls to the old city. And then beyond that, you can see the minarets of the interior of the old city. Those came later, of course. Those came in the 700s and the 800s. And the place is packed, and it's green. It's a sea of green. They have got these green stripes, right, about 6 feet wide. And every tribe is competing with every other tribe to see who can have the longest one. And some of them say, mine is 4 kilometers long, and the other one says, that's nothing. We've got 10 kilometers over here. So that's going on. We got above me, there are these floodlights, right, like at a ballpark. And there are people climbing up on these things with great danger to life and limb.
Can you imagine if U.S. troops go into that city?
I think that would be rivers of blood. And once again, these were people who put up with a million dead under the Italian colonialism. They're the first people in the world to have poison gas used on them. That didn't stop them. And ultimately, the Italians built what amounts to it's something like a primitive version of the Berlin Wall or the inner German border. In the Cold War, except this was all along the border between Libya and Egypt to keep the British from smuggling in support for the rebels. So there's chanting. Now, the chants, it's actually a very good-humored crowd. You see some pro-Syrian flags. There's a solidarity with Syria operation. There are some other flags down there. And the big guy that they hate is Sarkozy. Man, down, down, Sarkozy, down, down, Sarkozy. That's the order of the day. and there was already sort of spontaneous jubilation yesterday when Sarkozy got himself yanked by this guy when he was working a rope line. Some guy grabbed him by the jacket and just about threw him down. And apparently that guy, whoever he is, says that that had to do with Libya. Well, we know what that stuff is worth. But still, here, it's welcome. Because out of all of these figures, Sarkozy is undoubtedly the most hated. So he is the number one villain.
Do we know why Sarkozy, who admittedly was financed with some Libyan money and making deals with Muammar Gaddafi, why Sarkozy is trying to double-cross Gaddafi?
Well, because you got to remember who Sarkozy is, right? There may be a sign down there that says something about Sarkozy's ancestry. He is the bastard son of the CIA in the sense that Sarkozy's mother, I guess his biological mother, remarried, and the guy who became the stepfather to Sarkozy is Wisner, I think Frank Wisner, I don't know what number, or junior. But this is a celebrated family of the State Department and above all the CIA. So,
sure, Sarkozy's not even from France, for folks that don't know that.
I think more Hungarian to begin with.
Yes.
But the big influence, the household that he grew up in was the CIA household. So now we've got a puppet president of France, and it's just amazing. The woman who was put in as the new head of the IMF, right, this Lagarde. I've heard some stories about Lagarde now from some French people who are here, Thierry Meyssan, among others. And the idea is Lagarde, as a French minister, treasury secretary, she put out an order that it was forbidden to speak French in that ministry. She said, everything has to be done in English. Everything has to be written in English. Don't come to me and talk to me in French. I want to hear it in English.
She's an Anglophile.
I guess so. That's putting it mildly. She's off the deep end on that stuff. Now, there's a crescendo of oratory and cheering in the background that you may hear. And I see another guy up on this.
No, you're reporting. We've got the video up for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers.
Okay, wonderful.
Live. But let me stop you. Because I want to cover two points with you here, because I know you're not getting a lot of news while you're over there under the bombardment. Russian envoy, NATO preparing Libyan ground invasion, Infowars.com. This is art of RIA, the main TV in Russia. Dmitry Rogozin told RIA Novostat on Friday that NATO is probably preparing a ground invasion to overthrow the Gaddafi regime in Libya. He is Russia's NATO envoy. I think now we are witnessing the preparation stage for a ground invasion, which NATO and at least some of its members are going to begin. And then that we go into The Guardian and our past reports. We broke this, of course, 3 weeks ago from our intel sources. First Cav under 3 Corps out of Fort Hood and others. Just that contingent, at least 15,000 with another 15,000 support troops, 30,000 there. The Marine Corps commander out of one base 2 months ago said, yes, we're leaving to go to Libya.
I'm on the radio.
So Tarpley, what do you make of the fact that Russia is now saying that they've got intel, the green light is rolling forward? I mean, this is madness.
I think it's widely known. I was just on Russia Today via Moscow a couple of hours ago, and that should be up at the Darkly back net before too long, I hope. And the main idea was that that Lavrov, also the foreign minister, had said something similar. So we got all the main Russian representatives in the world really putting out that line. So they obviously see something coming, and that puts the ball in our court. I saw today some analyses of that vote in the House of Representatives from last week, which indicate that there are already enough votes in the House to cut off the money and stop the war, at least from the House of Representatives' point of view. Sto facendo il commentario per la radio per la malora. Sorry, I just got interrupted here. I think I may be the only person doing a live feed.
No, I understand, Lord Tarpley. Please continue.
The thing is, it's coming, right? So the House of Representatives, you've already had enough votes. All you need is a clean bill that says no more funding, no more killing, no more war, and nothing is approved, and not even retrospectively. Because when you look at that, the bill put in by Congressman Rooney last week, which was presented as the one cutting off the funds, which lost by about 30 votes, that could have had 70 more anti-war Democrats voting for it. But it was a, some people said it was approving Obama through the back door because it said no killing, but everything else is fine. But if all the logistics and everything else, you know, up to killing, but not including killing is fine. And what Obama has done is approved. And a lot of people just don't want to vote for that. So, again...
Well, we know the... Webster, we know the propaganda because they always beta test it up front.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN.
Great talk radio starts here.
Hello, fellow Liberty lovers. Thank you for, again, joining us on this Sunday edition of the transmission, a very special broadcast, the eve of our nation's birthday, July 4th, 2011. Remember why we celebrate July 4th. It's not because we have a right to bow down and worship government and hand our guns in to the foreign offshore banks. No, it's because we remember the spirit of 1776 and the incredible liberty and freedom that has come out of the sacrifice of our forebears. I want to now premiere here for you the keynote speech I gave to the Talkers Magazine New Media Conference in New York on June 11th, 2011. Past keynote speakers have been folks like Rush Limbaugh and others, and syndicated radio host and TV host in New York, Lionel, introduced me. So in the next three segments, we are going to transmit to you the speech that I gave dealing with the transformation happening in media. And believe me, this affects us all, so here it is.
I listen to our guest, Alex Jones, every single day. And as I get older, as I'm wizened and hobble into decrepitude, I'm losing my hearing, meaning I get bored very easily. I can assure you, I have never one time ever caught myself in the middle of any of his program. That is critical, because it's entertainment, and you cannot be entertained when you're asleep. For those of you who might not know, Alex Jones has absolutely seized every delivery system there is. Terrestrial radio, podcasting, studio cam, YouTubes, Twitter, Facebook, nanotechnology. If he can figure out to communicate with bees, somehow he will do it. I don't know how he does it. He does something called a Google bomb. I'm sure you know what that is, right? Let me just say right now, I hope Alex Jones never uses his power for evil. That's all I got to say. Alex Jones will say, all right, I've got an article, and I want everybody to go into your Google search engine, type the following. And within a picosecond, his article is number one in the Google search. If Alex Jones were to say, everybody type in, Michael Harrison is responsible for typhus epidemics, within a picosecond, the world and forever, Michael Harrison typhus. YouTubes, he's mastered that. DVDs, documentaries, everything. There is simply, in terms of a delivery system, there is absolutely nothing to compare with. Alexa voted him and constantly says he's the number one alternative media outlet. And I love this term, alternative media, because very shortly, the quote, non-alternative will be alternative. Read the hits. Read the absolute quantifiable metrics of what this man does. It's just incredible. I cannot tell you the amount of times I've heard him say something. I think, no, that can't be. For example, he'll say something about George Bush, or this particular leader enjoys microwaving kittens in his spare time. And I'm thinking, now you've gone too far. You're making that up. He doesn't microwave kittens, and he doesn't drink their blood. And then he'll say, Paul, can we get a camera shot? And there it is, for like 9,000 sources, they microwave kittens. And what I keep saying to myself is, why am I not reading this? Listen to what this man does. Watch what he does. Just next week, just go in, and it will astound you. Because if spoken word, which is what we do, is to survive in this world of YouTube and these ADD people with the attention span of a gnat. So without further ado, I am absolutely honored to introduce to you your guest speaker. Let me just say this, and I'm not kidding. In the pantheon of radio greats, from Rush to Stern, people, name it, and our forebears, Alex Jones will be there, because what he's doing is redefining it. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones.
You know, I know who that guy is, as everybody does, but I've definitely got to get him on the radio now. That was awesome. First off, I want to thank everybody for inviting me and the folks that run Talkers. I want to thank Ted Anderson for the last 14 years backing me up with my radio show as it's grown. And it's great to be here in New York, and I'm glad I flew in after it cooled down a bit, because You know, it's cold down there in Texas. We can't handle the heat. I think that Lionel really encapsulated at the end of his speech where I'm going to begin, and that is there is a great transformation happening. I mean, everybody knows that. And I've been invited here because folks in talk radio realize that there's a storm going on. Well, actually, that's just the front edge. The real storm is coming, and the landscape of the future is being formed right now. What's happening is the social engineers, Edward Bernays and others, got a jump on it and realized it, and the Department of War realized it, and they all wrote books, and they said we're going to basically standardize humanity in the same way that Henry Ford was designing the assembly line. And so what's happened because of the internet that DARPA and the NSA set up, they openly said in the 60s, this will control everything, we'll track everything in reality, it'll be a total panopticon of surveillance and control so that we can carry out our engineering. And this is all public. And they said, we'll keep people in this tiny reality while the technocracy develops a separate breakaway civilization. And they call that the New World Order, a banking cartel. And through the claim of national security, a whole nother world of technology, black ops, systems has been developed. And the whole ruse of terrorism is the pretext to put the clamp down on the population and then also begin to basically come out in the open with the system where you have the trusted travelers, the normal travelers, and the untrusted travelers, and no one knows how you get on those magical lists. It's a new class system. And why do I raise that point? What's happened is they plan to use the worldwide wiretap, the web, as a control grid. But it did blow back. There were individuals that recognized what was happening and desperately used that system in a way that the establishment thought we wouldn't. They overestimated with their hubris and their arrogance because these technocrats literally have serious delusions of grandeur. And because that's happened now, the population has awakened. Now, they haven't awakened to the full spectrum of what's happening, but they've awakened that there's more going on in the world than the top three or four stories every day. And in their gut, they're searching, and in that searching and getting outside the box, to use the cliche, and then getting outside of that box, and really reaching out to people and being real, that's how you connect with them. Folks know that things are canned and packaged, and as this collision takes place, the system is desperate, and that's why we're seeing open discussion by not just the White House regulations, RCAS, Sunstein, and others, but also from, quote, conservative circles, you know, the mainline, quote, liberals, that are just two different flavors of Kool-Aid. You know, one is strawberry, you know, one is grape, but it's all got the cyanide in it. People are recognizing that, so there is this perfect storm of government and old media openly trying to write the narrative right now to begin censoring and taxing and regulating and harassing. And I want to speak to you about that, because you guys know that there's a revolution happening in media and that things are changing. And there's a lot of factors there. It's also the fact that we're going into a depression is why your industry, my industry, I don't really consider myself in an industry. I'm on a mission. Hey, hold on, Alex. Hold on. Let me interrupt myself. Everybody knows I'm good at that. We'll be right back, folks, with more of my keynote speech at the Talkers Magazine Conference in New York. We'll be right back in a second.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico.
January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We are back, my compadres, and now I give you more of my keynote speech at the Talkers Magazine New Media Conference in New York City.
I'm here to warn you. If you think things are crazy now, notice how everything is accelerating. Everything is quickening as we approach different layers towards technological singularity. If you think we're moving fast now, if you think things are changing now, it is going to grow in a hyperbolic curve starting in the next several years. Through this crisis, the system is going to come in and has openly announced it's going to go after the web. It's going to go after people like myself. And in that vector, in that target scope, the establishment sees talk radio as a very large part of that enemy complex. So you are seen as the enemy by the social engineers because they can't program you, they can't totally control you, they can't watch everything you're doing. People are able to call in. Regional stories that they don't want out of their compartmentalized matrix can be released. And number one, scandals of the corrupt decadent elite who've been acting like this for a very long time can now come out and they can't control it. And if you think stuff with Wiener's Wiener is a big deal, it's many levels above that in the type of outright corruption. The establishment is accustomed to this power. They're accustomed to doing whatever they want. And I've known for years that my radio show and the stuff I was doing on the internet from the metrics was bigger than most of the biggest talk show hosts in the country when you added it together. Well, for a long time, I wouldn't brag, and I just sat there and waited because I understood the danger, and I needed to get to a point where the enemy went ahead and recognized and began attacking, which was exactly what I wanted, because the enemy, the global social engineers, the technocrats, may be intelligent, but at the same time, they have that subconscious arrogance of their ego. And so they still think that when they attack you, that it gives them power and that they're discrediting you. But the truth is, they could attack a maggot-covered dead dog in a ditch, and people would run to the maggot-covered dead dog and begin loving it because they hate the establishment and the system so much. You understand that? So the point is, the system's running out of bullets, and that's why they're openly now trying to introduce the idea of censorship. About a month ago, I started getting emails, and my crew was like, listen to this clip, listen to that clip, and cue them up, and I'd hear them. And I heard different national talk show hosts, some of them on hundreds of stations, saying, I'm not going to go to Talkers because Alex Jones is there. This is a talk show host, First Amendment, and the system that you are using for your livelihood and your passion, that's why you really do it, could sit there and say, I don't want to hear Alex Jones speak. And that right there is really running up the white flag. That is somebody showing how weak they are and how scared they are. And no matter what happens to Alex Jones, this information is not going away. And then I was sent other clips of other talk show hosts on their national shows thinking they're hurting me by trying to damage your conference. I mean, that is so un-American. That's so authoritarian. It's anti-human. And it is the plague. People that talk like that are traitors against liberty and traitors for the First Amendment. Free speech is something incredibly rare across the world. Millions have died for it, and we treat it like it's toilet paper. It's not. It's the precious jewel that must be protected above all else. It is the fount of liberty and freedom and private property and our children's future. Everything lies on it, and the attack against free speech is in full gear. What must not be tolerated is any, quote, liberal, libertarian, conservative, you know, and that fake three flavors thing they're offering, who attacks the First Amendment. We need to get organized. We need to make it the issue. I mean, look, if I can routinely do things similar now to what Drudge does and force an issue out and keep doing it for like a week or two sometimes if I have to, and then I see it blossom and explode, imagine what all of us can do if we start defending liberty. If we start not just talking about lining up Arabs and killing them, because that's the new freedom in America, but if we actually opened up the Declaration of Independence again and said, we're into this, we're not liberal, we're not conservative, we love freedom, we're constitutionalists. Because this isn't about just getting more listeners, this isn't about reaching more people or making more money. If that's what you want, telling the truth, being active, being aggressive, it will all come. But people realize when something's real, and they instinctively make that connection to you when you are telling them the truth or when you are telling them what you believe. There is a war by the monopoly forces that are not free market. They talk about how they're corporate. They talk about free market all day. They're the opposite. And people need to realize and study history. This is common sense, and I'm sure it's a smart crowd here. You know this. The monopoly men are the absolute enemy of private property and of freedom of expression and everything that's good and wholesome. So there's a war against you. You are not there with David Rockefeller. You're not there with Queen Beatrix. You're not there with, you know, the big eight families. This is a mafia. Now, I understand they fund things, they own things, they try to steer things. The point is, it's us or them. Well, you need to make your decision. You're at the crossroads. Choose what side, because these globalists will phase you out. These globalists do not want a bunch of people running around that are intelligent and know how to communicate. They want to shut off your systems. So decide who you're going to serve. You got to serve somebody like Bob Dylan says, choose what you serve. As for me and my house, I serve the truth because out of that everything good comes. The truth sells. The truth is exciting. People are so tired of the Republican-Democrat football being passed back and forth. They're so tired of politicians trying to craft what they say and be careful and, you know, push the same baloney over and over again to where people, exactly what Lionel said, tune out. And if you go to the major studies that are out there, the last 50 years, the brainwaves of North Americans in Canada and the United States particularly, not so much Mexico, the brainwave level has lowered. The IQs have lowered. People are in more of a trance-like sleepwalking stage. They're at the point right above that.
That's why I can go on a national TV show and get almost no traffic to InfoWars.com, but I go on some Christian station in a city that's got passionate, listening, tuned in, awake people who aren't in a zombie-like state, literally, and I plug my DVDs and sell 1,000 of them. Go on CNN, say, get my DVDs at InfoWars.com, sell 5. Go on the Christian station with people that care and are awake. They're focused. They're into something spiritual. They're into being awake. Their brainwaves, when you're in a spiritual state, go off the chart. They're recognizing things. You go on some, you know, conservative station who can't even get phone calls, big station. Like, wow, you talked about another issue we never talked about. The lines have been jammed. They were jammed for 2 days, you know, after you were on. What happened? I talked about something different, or I looked at it from a different angle than what you've been doing. If I just sat up here and said, Red House, Red House, Red House, for 10 hours, and then for 5 minutes, you get up and walk out. And it's the same thing. And so all these different consultants and people, well, we've got to just go with this parameter. This is what the owners are saying because it's perception management. We've got to keep it in this box. We've got to, you know, keep managing society this way. And oh, you're part of the management team now. You're moving up. Well, the people never really wanted freedom anyways, and they're dumb, and they tear you apart. You might as well join the system. All of that is a load of crud. The guy, the gal above you, giving you this line about join the New World Order, join the corporate board. They're expendable. They're being expended. This is a consolidation. This system wants to get rid of basically the wealth of this nation and the world as a way to manage and control you. They are attacking you. Now, how have I been able to reach 25 million people just on one streaming system a month, the other formats, another 14 million or so? How do I have upwards of 600,000 podcast downloads a day? How do I have 8 different YouTube channels with over 300 million views in the last 2.5 years? How on every metric are we exponentially growing? That's happening because so much of what I've said, people have now seen manifest and happen. And they're realizing that what I'm covering is important. So there's that ingredient. Also, I'm somebody who started out 16.5 years ago on Access Television. I went to community college. I could have gone to UT, but I wanted to go part-time because I was working. And they were teaching me antiquated stuff in the 2 semesters. So I just then tried to go intern at a radio station and saw that there was no future there. So I thought, well, there's Access Television, which, again, was an electronic soapbox. Less than 6 months, a local radio station came on, and the program director saw me on Access, said, you want a weekend show? And then 6 months later, you want a Sunday show, not just Saturday. You want to go on weeknights. And then things progressed from that point. But I was always hungry because I had passion to warn people about anti-gun legislation. I mean, I wanted to defend my Second Amendment and the North American Union movement to get rid of my country's sovereignty and movements to raise my taxes and all of this basic fundamental stuff. I didn't approach it as a Democrat or as a Republican or as a Libertarian. I approach it as somebody that doesn't want to be a slave.
Okay, folks, we'll be right back after these messages.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a 1-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a 1-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free 1-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
401 Pass.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Himbi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I approach it as somebody who wants to be free. It's very elementary. What I've done is it's an elephant in the room. I'm not that smart. Most of you people here, I've listened to you. You're more eloquent than I am. You've got incredible wordsmiths. You know. You're smart. You know what's going on. All I'm doing is saying, there it is. And so I looked for every crack I could, every way, every system. I went on the air. I read the executive orders of Bill Clinton. I knew that the United Nations had already signed a deal for buffer zones around national parks, as they've done in third world countries, where they had taken under UNESCO control of resources in the world. I went on air and said the UN is taking into receivership these buffer zones. You go, well, they're not mining it. Where's the money? They take it off limits. You understand? And so then that makes their investments next to it go up. You shut down the coal, clean coal in Utah. The only other place they got it's in China. And Bill Clinton's got a deal with them. He shuts that down in the UN agreement. Now they make $20 billion in the metric. See, it's all about planned artificial scarcity. But again, that's the problem. There's just too much data. There's too much information. It's all there. It's like trying to just walk to a mountain vista and stand there and say, well, I'm looking at a mountain and it's very beautiful. You've got to go see it for yourself. But my point getting into that is that's how I got into filmmaking, was because I went on air and said this, and I had the executive orders, I had the documents, I had the photos, and people didn't believe me. And they didn't have webcams then in 1996. That's why I was showing it on Access Television. And I said, well, instead of a newsletter, people don't believe this. I'll travel these national parks. I'll show it myself. And I politely walk in the Grand Canyon. Where's the UN plaque saying this has been set aside for the UN? We're going to arrest you, right? All acting guilty and running around like chickens with their heads cut off. And so I said, okay, folks, I'm going to sell a VHS tape. You know, for $10, you'll fund me so I can get better cameras. I had a secondhand VHS camera that cost about $100. And then I went and edited Access TV on 1970s three-quarter inch decks. And I wasn't trained in all of this. And I was up till 6 in the morning every day and not sleeping until I wrecked my looks.
you know, from years from about 96, I was really good looking. From about 96 to 2000, before I finally got enough money and could hire employees, I was sleeping 3 hours a day. And I was doing it with coffee, so I transformed into what I am today. But, so because I worked my way up in every media and every system trying to learn it, I mean, we would have had a lot more success up until now if I'd have obviously known all this 16 years ago. It's like, I don't even know what I learned. I don't even know what I know. I just am able to do it, and I don't have an instinct for things, and I know how to take a story, put a accurate headline out, but I want it to be read, but then I just know how to put the headline out so it'll have the biggest effect. And then I've got my crew, and I'm always trying to teach them exactly. I'm like, watch this. This is what I'm going to say about this. This is going to encapsulate what this really does. The system knows how to take something horrible and spin it like it's no big deal. We're going to take something that's hiding in plain view, put a new headline on it, have a three-paragraph comment, put a blurb of that, point it out, and everybody goes, whoa! Whoa, they have just taken something and totally turned it around. So much of my show is also the interactiveness of it, where I'm putting out announcements for people to do searches. They go and they discover it for themselves, and I'm not lying to them. They find other things and send it to me. So there's that interaction there. I mean, there's so many things that tie into this. And I sit there and talk to my producers on air, tell them what I want. It's really behind the scenes when I've got my reporters at Bilderberg right now. I get them on air, and I sit there and I direct them on air. I'm transparent. I am out in the open. I tell you really what I think. And, again, you guys know that. You understand that. Just remember that talk radio is old, but it is new. It's always new. It's on the fly. That's why it's loved so much, because even though you're covering something that's already in the news, you do give a different angle. You do have that passion. People are able to interact. All of this stuff you guys already know. Getting into the system, moving against free media, they're going to openly, and they have called for an FCC fairness doctrine over the Internet, and they're going to do that by converting everything to wireless and then claiming they could regulate that spectrum, which you know that fight's going on now. They're also going to go from covertly engaged in propaganda placement to directly breaking in over your broadcast. And you're like, that'll never happen. They'll never pass socialist health care. They'll never bomb another country. This is what they plan. And your BlackBerry, your cell phone, everything is going to have the president popping in on it and government text alerts to fearmonger you. That's how the system is planning to do this, the emergency alert system, all of it. And they're going to basically terrorize talk radio, but also they're breaking talk radio right now, and then they're going to come in later with, oh, we'll stop breaking in except in really bad emergencies, but we'll start paying you for not just public service announcements, but government broadcast. So, and you're going to be there broke, needing it, and the manager's going to hate it. But, you know, now we're 6 hours a day government news because they're paying the bills. So you got that. They're openly all the white papers on that. They're going to try it. Okay? You notice everything this government does is what you've already heard about in Soviet Russia or Nazi Germany. You're like, we've seen that before. We've seen cameras and jackboots and black uniforms and checkpoints and people being frisked. And folks are calling me going, how did you know the TSA was going to be on the streets? Well, they told us 8.5 years ago. They had press conferences. It's on C-SPAN. They're going to. How'd you know they were going to be at school proms? Because they're it's a national security force. This is it, folks. I mean, you're toe to toe with the real deal. The ruling class has committed crimes from here to Europa. I mean, billions and trillions of miles of crimes. Okay, and they have got to set up a police state. They've got to shut down free speech. They've got to stage terror attacks. And they're going to do it. And whether you believe I'm a kook or not about that, those terror attacks are aimed at your liberties and your freedoms. Just like Hitler firebombed the Reichstag and attacked Gleiwitz to start the war with Poland. And we always hear Hitler just attack Poland out of the blue. It's a historical fact that he blew up his own military base on the border. WikiLeaks, 2 years ago, released the Army Manual on how to stage terror attacks. That's something you ought to pull up. The government admits it's real, and they say, we are going to find who released that. We're going to arrest them. They're saying it's not Manning. Special Forces Army captains and above are taught how to conduct false flags. So grow up, people. Grow up. These people, these globalists don't care about you. They're going to eat your lunch. They're coming for you. So decide, is it your kids, your wife, your husband, your liberty, your freedom, or are you going to make believe and buy into the delusion that you're part of the power structure? And maybe kiss up enough to be part of that power structure for a little while longer. Not me. I'm going head up against these people, and I don't care if they kill me. And that's what people recognize. I love my life. I love my life. I love life. I have such a passion for life that I'm ready to die for truth and beauty and goodness. You understand that? I love life so much that I don't care if they kill me and water the tree of liberty. I'm nonviolent. They want to cut me down like Darth Vader cut down Obi-Wan Kenobi. So be it. They want to try to assassinate my character. They want to try to destroy me that way. Good. Keep attacking. Nobody buys what they say. You got to decide, are you with the people or are you with the establishment? Are you with the folks that everybody hates or are you with the people? We're sold that being cynical is a armor, is powerful. We're sold being little corporate drones is how to get ahead in life. Well, America wasn't built by being cynical. America was built by liberty and passion for truth and adventurism and rugged individualism. That's what it was built by. And I am an American success story. I am nothing special. I'm somebody who got angry about folks coming after my liberty and coming after my freedom, and I decided to stand up and find ways to reach the people to warn them about what's happening. And the fellow back here said, get to the point. The point is, tell the truth, you'll have listeners. The truth is, be passionate, you'll have listeners. It's not even so much the means and delivery systems. I mean, if you don't have employees who are passionate about updating your Facebook or putting out YouTube videos or getting the word out and you know, engaging in full spectrum attacks through the media on the corrupt system, if you're not in an info war, you're not in the war. You're not in the real world. There is a war on for your mind, and at the end of the day, people will recognize truth. And it's just that simple. So if you tell the truth, your industry will survive. If you lie to yourselves about the attack on free speech, you will be phased out and eliminated. The old media system is a dying dinosaur, but you are seen as one of the only dinosaurs that they are not trying to save, but that they're trying to kill. So you need to realize, whether you believe it or not, you are not in the camp of the New World Order, and they want to get rid of you. So that's the important message here today, is it's not just how are you going to survive by reaching out to people and how are you going to thrive. It's how are you going to unify people with passion and become truly political, not just basically following the little marionettes that are fighting with each other with the limited talking points and scripts. Get outside of it, cover more issues, and tell the truth, and you will win, and your children will have a future. Thanks for having me.
Well, there it is. My speech to many of the leaders of the talk radio industry in this nation. I hope everyone has a safe, at the same time, informed 4th of July. Drive safe out there. And think about why we celebrate the 4th of July so that we can salvage our nation and hopefully restore our republic. And I'll see you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. God bless you all.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.